Hi, I'm Chris Carman. And along with my co-host, Nick Carman, my son, I'd like to welcome you to our second in the series, Back in the Office podcast. Today, we've got a great guest coming up, but in the upcoming weeks, we're going to be interviewing, and the focus of the podcast is on people that we know, some interesting stories, whether they be professionally, personally, that we'd like to share with our listeners. Sometimes we can't help it. We're going to be talking about real estate because that's our business. But really, we're trying to get outside of that box. And hopefully we learn something, we can share something, and find some value there. Nick, who do we have coming up?
Today we have actually someone that I'm pretty sure was my first, like, quote-unquote internship in high school. we've got Will Wood with The Cat, which is a theater in Carmel, Indiana. And, you know, we're going to learn more about the theater and everything that's going on there and, you know, answer, you know, ask any questions of how we got started and all that stuff. So
a little personal background here. Well, I think I probably have known you for, 23, 24, 25 years.
A quarter of a century.
You scary. Please don't use statements like that today, okay? But you moved into the neighborhood where my family lived. Mm-hmm. You were just down the street. And then I remember one day I get a phone call, and he said, hey, we need to find some office space. And I don't know how you found me, but I'm glad you did, because I haven't shared this yet, but Will's wife is Deborah Wood, who founded and operated until I think just recently a company called Deborah Wood & Associates, and now DWA Healthcare Communications Group, which is one of the largest woman-owned businesses, mm-hmm, in the state of Indiana. With one, maybe second, mm-hmm, largest. Mm-hmm. But so I think that was, we got started looking for that headquarters for five people, I believe.
Yeah, it was, we didn't need much space, although, as you say, you always take up the space that you have.
That's right.
So,
and of course, I'm always trying to get you to lease more space.
Yeah. Nick, by the way, just so you know, was the heartthrob of the office when he was was an intern there. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. That's nice. That's nice. I had no idea.
Why did you share that like 30 years later? You know.
Oh man.
He would have liked to have known that earlier.
That's a nice confidence booster. Thanks.
If I think about it, I'll come up with the young lady's name who had the biggest crush on him.
Oh, there we go.
If you look at him now, he's just...
Yeah, you may not want to make that public. But
I won't. She's probably married to
children.
Too late
now, unfortunately. Mm-hmm.
So I founded what we call The Cat. The Cat is a... it's an arts venue in Carmel, Indiana. It's on the far southern end of the Arts and Design District. We did this 5 years ago. And when I say we, that was me and you, Chris, and my wife, Deborah. We went and looked at a space in Carmel, an old 80-year-old building. Used to be a woodworking shop for airplane parts, and then it was either a post office or a police department. We're not sure. We can't figure out the right answer to that. But we looked at it on a Monday morning, and 30 minutes later, we were at a coffee shop deciding that we were going to do it. We went in to lease it for a month so we could do a show, and we ended up signing a three-year contract, and we're on our second three-year contract right now. We're in our fifth year.
And the irony is, at that time, it was still a little rough right in that downtown area of Carmel. Today, that building sits literally on the Monon Trail, mm-hmm, in the most populous part of the Monon Trail, interestingly
enough. We are the shortest, homeliest building in that entire area because everything has grown up around us. We're getting a new fire station next door, which is great.
Right.
we ever have any heart attacks in the theater, we'll just walk out one door and knock on the fire department's door. But no, it's been really good to us. Chris, you and I and Deborah decided, you know, if we rent it out to this group and if we get a church in there on Sundays and we do this, we might break even.
Yeah, I think we were figuring out the economics on the back of a napkin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, about 30 minutes later, we said, we can make this work.
That's right. We were a little too, Pollyannish, yeah, about it, because there were many, many days and several months where I'd sit in the office there just looking out the window, hoping that somebody would knock on the door.
Yeah.
the idea was to create a place in Carmel. Carmel's an expensive city to do anything in,
mm-hmm.
And it's especially an expensive city for a theater company. There have been theater companies in strip malls. There have been theater companies in Westfield in pre-Civil War churches,
mm-hmm.
Without running water. Then there have also been the theater companies that you've heard about, the 108 or 109-year-old theater company now, the oldest one in Indiana, that is in a multi-million-dollar building, mm-hmm. Supported by the city of Carmel and its many, many benefactors over the years.
Sure.
But for somebody to go in and rent a space to do one show, it could be close to $50,000, and you're not going to make that back in your tickets. So
community theater is something, when it really comes down to it, it is much bigger. I mean, as a venture goes,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You don't just get your friends together and throw on some costumes and produce a play.
It's not like the old Mickey Rooney, Judy Garland movies. Hey, my dad has a barn. My mom can sew the costumes.
You've just burst my bubble.
Yeah. It's a little harder than that. I mean, you can't, it is community. You can get people to do things, but to find the space is very pricey.
Yeah.
It was shocking how pricey it was. So we built the Cat in that old woodworking building to be a place for arts to come and do their stuff without having a really big investment. Our rentals are probably 20% to 25% of any of the rentals in town.
Mm.
Unless you've got a church who just gives you some space, which is rare because they've got to make money also.
Mm-hmm.
You can't fault them for that. But so what we do is we limit the amount of time that an arts company is in there so that we can fit more companies throughout the year.
Mm.
A theater company is usually in there for a week before they open a show and then a couple of weekends. And then we load somebody else in.
So really the way to think about the Cat, it's really, you're not producing plays per se, but you're the venue. You're the venue that makes it possible for community theaters to make it work, if you will, to make the ends meet.
The first theater company we had in there, the first show we did, was from a theater company that had no home. And then we were able to find another theater company who was kicked out of their space because they were in a shopping mall, and the shopping mall needed to use their space a little better than just having a little theater in it. So, and then we have everybody from high school students to college students to dance studios to ballet companies who just need one space, mm-hmm. for a couple of weeks in August. So we've got all of these people who cannot afford to go to the bigger venues, don't want to go down to Indianapolis, and there aren't that many available spaces there anyways. And so I was explaining this to somebody at one point. I said, yeah, we've got this company who was kicked out of their space. We've got this company who their building was torn down, and now they can't do any shows anywhere. And we welcome them all. We put them on the calendar and make it work. Mm-hmm. And the person looked at me and said, you sound like the island of misfit toys. And we embrace that because we are. Mm-hmm. We've got people who need a place and need a place to create art, whether it's painting or dancing or vocalizing or full-fledged theater.
How did this come about? Did you feel or did you sense the need in Carmel or the greater Indianapolis area?
I wanted
for a need to provide this venue to these groups. So what was happening?
I kind of backed into it. I wanted to produce a show. There was a particular show. It was called You Never Know. It's one of the long-lost Cole Porter classics. And so I wanted to do it somewhere. So I called up my buddies at this theater, and they didn't have room on their calendar. Called up my buddies at this theater. They didn't have room on their calendar. I went to one of the larger venues in town, and they wanted to charge over $2,000 a day every time I was in there, whether I was rehearsing or whether it was a performance. They also wanted to set my ticket prices. And then, by the way, they wanted to take a cut of those ticket prices. Yeah. And it just wasn't going to work. I was going to lose so much money by doing this little show that I wanted to do. That's when you and I got together, and I wanted to rent that space for a month. We ended up signing a contract for 3 years. Right. And then people started calling, saying, hey, do you have time in this month? Do you have time in this month? Do you have time in this? And it just kind of filled up. Mm-hmm. We were busy all through COVID.
Yeah, what was the impact? I know that Nick and I were talking about the theater earlier in expectation of you joining us as a guest. Mm-hmm. And we were wondering, what COVID would seem like it could ruin an organization mm-hmm. like that, or a venue, if you will. Just by the nature, you couldn't bring those people into the venue. The people you need to pay the
what's
to
fortunate
buy the tickets
is that the city of Carmel has been almost too generous to us in their grant funding. Mm. We're very grateful to the city of Carmel. We've got some private backers as well. We don't buy expensive things. Our lights that light the stage are $50 LED lights that I bought from Amazon. You know, they're not the $3,000 lamps that you can get somewhere. So then speaking of COVID, we came up with a plan and we stuck with it. And then it kept people safe. Mm-hmm. We had a couple of scares along the way. But, you know, we masked, temperature, hand washing, all of that. And then we were able to keep going. There were theater companies who were afraid to come. Their actors were afraid to be together. That's fine. So we had some empty time, but it's coming up with the plan and sticking with it.
So is it playing an important role in the Carmel community? I know that you must have visitors that attend your shows or the shows that are using the venue from all over, mm-hmm. maybe the greater Indianapolis area and mm-hmm. who knows where else. But how does the CAT, what role is it playing for the city of Carmel? You mentioned they're very generous, the city has been.
Oh, yeah.
So what is that interaction? Why is that? What's going on?
Carmel has two of the premier high-level community theaters in the state. Okay. Very fortunate. They don't come to the CAT. They've got their own places. They're very fortunate to have their own places. So what we have the folks, the ones and twos, the dribs and drabs, the folks who will do a show in February of one year and then in August of the next year. So we can be sort of an incubator for people. A lot of brand new shows are done at the Cat because we allow, we have a space and a pricing structure that allows people to fulfill their artistic dreams. One of the best things that can ever happen to us, and this has happened many times, is for somebody to walk in the door. We introduce ourselves to each other and they say, hey, I've got this show I'm thinking about doing. And then we look at them and say, well, let's go look at the calendar. And then we book it. It's then everything falls into place. It's one of the best things is to allow people to create that dream. Now, whether they ever go on with it, it's up to them. We welcome them back, but you know, okay, case in point, we have a dance company that we helped incubate a couple of years ago. We allowed them even cheaper space than we normally do because they were brand new and they needed a place to dance. And in the back of my head, and I think I said to a couple of colleagues, I said, they're not going to be here long. They're meant for bigger and better things. And so they stayed with us about a year and a half, and sure enough, this year, they're not with us anymore. They're gone. They're gone to bigger and better things.
They became too good.
They're too good, too popular.
No, that can't be true.
No. Just so they needed a bigger space. So we lost them. And the day that we lost them, literally the day that we lost them, I filled it in with another company that decided they wanted that date.
So the demand is that great for that type of venue and the services you're providing to those companies.
Yeah, the hardest part is making sure that we have room on the calendar.
Yeah.
A lot of times we will have to jockey companies and say, well, can you give up this date if I get somebody in here, or can you share a day that you're working together? So we do a lot of that just to make it happen.
Let's jump back a little bit. I know we were talking earlier, Nick, about the interesting dynamic with the Cat, Deborah's company, DWA. And how did you guys get started? I mean, I remember the day you called me and said, hey, we're thinking about this theater. And I had sponsored a show you did in Indianapolis once.
That's right.
And but how did that all come together? I know the story goes way back.
Are you talking about theater or DWA?
Well, Will Wood and your interest in theater and Deborah's as well.
Well, Deborah and I met in college in a show. The arts have always been part of our life. I took a long time off from it and then got involved with the kids who were in high school. She did it for a while and then left it and then got into the business world. So when the kids were in high school, I helped out with some of their theater, and, you know, I had been 25, 26 years away from it, but I loved helping them at their high school. And then I started to direct in the community theaters around town, and then helping out in Indianapolis, like when you helped with that show downtown at the theater company. So it just kind of snowballed, and then I got less important because I was working for my wife. I got less important to her at the company, and so it was an easy step off from working for her to doing this as a hobby. I make no money at the Cat. We've put quite a bit of funding into the Cat personally, And so it's just it's a joy. I met with a young lady today who has done three shows at the Cat. She's a actor, singer, director, writer, producer. She's from Indianapolis. And she's done three shows at the Cat. Every show that she does is a sellout every single night. Wow. And now we don't have a whole lot of seats. We've only got 110. But she packs the place. We're packed to the rafters when she does it. And now she's having auditions tomorrow night for a show she's doing in May at the Cat. She doesn't know what the show is yet. She's probably going to write it, and she's that good. And then she's going to do another show in August for us. Wow. I had breakfast with her this morning. I said, Shandrea, how crazy are you to want to do two shows in a row like this? And she says, I'm crazier than I ever have been. And so we welcome that. Yeah. Welcome that.
Yeah. Will, if you're curious, it's impressive, and part of it's, you know, my ignorance probably is, you know, the amount of talent it seems like there is in, you know, Central Indiana, and that draw, you know, we're talking about, you know, the Cat is a small theater, but where are a lot of these companies located? What's their background? Is it a lot of people kind of a passion project, somewhat, or throwing shows together? Where is this coming from?
You know, we've got theater companies that have regular seasons. The oldest Carmel Theater Company lost their lease at a strip mall, and now they're doing their shows with us. Now these people are good. They've got lots of volunteers. They have five shows a year. They've got a great budget. They've got great set builders, costumers. These people are really sharp. They know what they're doing. We've also got, like last year, we had a high school student write a show, and he did it, a Carmel High School student, and he did it for a weekend, and it was a huge success. And sometimes these people really need us to hold their hands. The most important thing we need to do is confirm to them that this is possible. We can do this together.
Yeah, you really make it possible for lack of better words, these artistic dreamers, right? Mm-hmm. For theater.
That's exactly right. Nick, we've had people from Chicago come down. We had an Eastern, we have a group, we have a Russian social group. They come and have concerts, they have karaoke, they brought a group down from Chicago to perform for their group. It's just, you know, who has a Russian social group at their theater? Who does that? We do that because they're good folks. And yeah. So name it. We've got Christian Youth Theater, which is ages 8 to 18, and they come in and just do a bang-up job. We've got a comedy series now that we've had Dave Dugan come in for three different shows over the last couple of years, and now we're starting a comedy show, Comedy at the Cat. So once a quarter, we're going to have comedy. Here's what I'm most excited about is the Capital City Pageant. Never heard of it, but it is an officially sanctioned pageant for the Miss America contest, and we're going to have that in a couple of months.
Who would know?
Who would know?
I was going to say, some of the production items too are production. Do you help out with Will, like casting, if they're a little short, and yep. you kind of have a network, and hey, we could reach out to our network. Okay.
It's sometimes, and this is the most heartening part of our job, is bringing somebody in who wants to do a show, but they don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. There was a fellow last summer who had a script, and he said, how do I do it? Well, and we said, well, here's what you do first. Come to rehearsals for this show. Watch how somebody who's doing it do it. Watch them do it. And he learned a lot. And then we helped him cast the show. We helped him with lights. And I'll bet you he could do his own show all by himself now, wherever he wanted to go to.
Well, you know, we know each other well enough that you know that whenever you're talking about a business or a building, I'm thinking to myself, okay, how are we going to pay for this? How do the economics work? Mm-hmm. So tell us, how do you pay for it? I know you had mentioned the city of Carmel has been very generous. That's great. I know because we are a sponsor. Mm-hmm. Carmel mm-hmm. Commercial Real That's Estate right. is the, quote, building sponsor.
That's right.
And you have others, but are you able to pay for it? Does it work financially?
Yes, it does. It's going to be a little tighter this year. And one of the reasons is because for this entire month, the month of March, we have pledged all of our profits to go to the children of Ukraine. So we're losing a month of profits. That gotcha. Means all wow. of our concession profits, all of the tips. People have been so generous when we say that to them. Mm. We've got a PayPal thing, kind of like a GoFundMe thing. All of the rental checks that we get for people. So it's going to be a little tougher this year. But we'll, you know what? We'll cross that bridge when we come. We're going to have faith that people will come along and help us. So
explain to the audience then. You're getting public funding.
Public funding.
That helps fill a nice gap.
Mm-hmm.
You've got some sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about this because on a number of occasions, you'd like to have more corporate sponsors.
Right.
And
right.
It, from my own experience, it's fantastic because we're able to utilize that venue. When mm-hmm. you have a show or whenever the shows come in, we're able to utilize that. We bring a few handfuls of clients and mm-hmm. friends of our company and just friends. And yeah. it's really, we can make it a very intimate setting, have a beer, a glass of wine, mm-hmm. some hors d'oeuvres, and then see a great show at a level that's very comfortable. It really has
Yeah,
been
we'll
very
open
nice.
Up the house a half hour, an hour ahead of time for a special group, take them in. They can see the set, walk on the set, meet the actors either before or after the show, and wine and hors d'oeuvres and, tickets, depending upon the amount of money that somebody mm. decides to donate to us.
So are those opportunities available
Absolutely.
Right now? So
yes.
if there are some other corporate sponsors, which obviously I'd highly recommend mm. they talk to you, but there are available slots to do that.
Yes.
And what other opportunities might there be?
Program advertising. Your company, we did a nice, and I'll probably send a picture of it to you so
yeah.
you can put it on this, nice painting of your logo with a cat sitting on yeah. top of it. Yeah. We have a kiosk outside, an electronic kiosk outside. We put out a newsletter, not a newsletter, but a muse letter.
Of course you do.
Once a week, where we highlight our sponsors. We have Facebook and our website, and so those types of things. And if somebody has a different idea of how they want to be thanked, we'll obviously do that as well.
And I know some companies have rented the venue for daytime meetings, right?
Mm-hmm.
If they
mm-hmm.
have a meeting. You know, of course, in Carmel, we're fortunate that there are plenty of hotels or meeting spaces, but then we underestimate the demand on that mm-hmm. space is very high.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a great opportunity mm-hmm. because you have a theater type of environment for a meeting.
And a lot of the times, if you'll have a meeting with us during the day, the backdrop will be somebody's set for a show that weekend.
Oh, yeah.
So that can be pretty cool depending
yeah.
upon the beauty of the set.
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice. Well, we're going to put on the screen your contact
sure.
information so people know how to get hold of you.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we have our contact information, mine and Nick's. Please let us know if you have any questions. But thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome. I just want to leave you with this, and that is the most important thing.
Listen now, this is the closing.
The most important thing you can do for us is, and my wife will kill me, is not give us money. The most important thing you can do is have a dream of something you want to do at the Cat. A show, a dance, a comedy, a karaoke, whatever. That's what keeps us alive.
Do you know what? You need to tell a story before we go, because you shared this with me earlier today about your landlord.
And oh, yeah.
I remember this was the fellow that I negotiated the initial lease with. And then you showed up today and told me that.
Todd is a great guy. He doesn't butt in. He's a great landlord because he's not a Budinsky, but he gets things fixed if he needs to. And about 4 years ago, he said, you know, I may come and audition. We have a theater company of our own called the Carmel Apprentice Theater, and let me tell you a little bit about that.
Okay.
It's the Carmel Apprentice Theater. It's in Carmel. It does theater, but it's for apprentices. We do two shows a year, and we welcome people who are not normally doing theater. We welcome people who are 80 years old, people who are infirm, people who are scared to be on stage, and we help them put on a show. We're doing Charlie Brown right now, Your Good Man Charlie Brown. It opens April 8th, goes through the 17th, and all sorts of brand new people to theater are in that. It's a great thing because we get people who are experienced alongside newbies. Todd, one of our landlords, said, hey, Will, I want to be in one of your shows sometime. And I said, great, you ought to be in the Carmel Apprentice Theater shows. And a couple of years went by, and then he came out for a show last year. And he was in it, and because of attrition, he got promoted a couple of roles. So he had a pretty beefy role, and he was hysterical.
I'm thinking right now, will this cost you more rent or less rent next time we have to negotiate a lease or anything? So.
And he's in You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown this year. That's and he's fantastic. He's wonderful. He's just, he hadn't been on the stage in 40 years.
Well, there you have it. If you are interested at all in participating in theater, I think you need to call this man. So, Will, thank you again.
You're welcome.
This was great. Enjoyed learning a little bit more. Even though I know a lot myself about the theater, I think that we have an audience that really will have an interest, a sincere interest in what's going on and how it works. And perhaps you may get some phone calls, maybe even a few sponsors.
Nick, are you off the market?
Yeah, I'm off the market.
Such a beautiful young guy. I love him.
Thanks, Will.
You bet.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.